Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
So allow God to swallow you. Do you understand? Put your hands together for Jesus. Is that for Jesus or is that for man? Ladies and gentlemen, until you allow God to swallow you, your Christian life will be up and down. Do you understand? What do I mean by allowing God to swallow you? It is God taking over your whole life. Do you understand? For as long as there are certain aspects of your life that don't belong to God, your Christian life will not be in full, it will not operate in full, in the fullest potential that it can. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you should be doing more than what you are doing in the church, but you haven't allowed God to swallow you. Some of you, the scriptures that you should be sharing with us, we should wonder, are you an angel or a human being? But because you are not allowing God to swallow your life fully, do you understand? We are not seeing the fullness of the glory of God that is supposed to be in your life. Some of you are supposed to be prayer warriors. Some of you are supposed to be giant slayers. Some of you are supposed to be ushers. And you know, not just any usher, but the type of usher that you can see that this is an usher. Are you understanding? But because we don't allow God to swallow us, the life of God that he has invested in us is not manifesting the way it's supposed to manifest. Do you understand? Are you here or you've gone home already? So I want to encourage somebody in this church, all right? Give yourself wholly, not half, not a quarter, not three quarters, not 90%. Give yourself what? 100%. Holy, all of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Your amens are still warming up. They are not there yet. Amen. When your amens get there, I'm going to start preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So, a lot of Christians, they struggle. You find that as it is a Sunday like this, their heart, they want to be in church. But their Saturday was too wild for them to be here in church today. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the wildness of the Saturday, it is because you have not been swallowed by God. There are still aspects of your life that do not belong to God. Your relationships, you must hand them over to God. Your activities, you must hand them over to God. Everything, you must hand over to God. Because when you've handed yourself over fully, there will be no resistance in terms of you loving Him, worshiping Him, and serving Him. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Say, my lovely neighbor, will you allow God to swallow you? What are they saying? Some of you, where your friends are concerned, God hasn't swallowed you yet. Do you understand? Your friends are too wild. Too wild. I don't even know why I'm saying this, but I believe my mouth belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. The wildness of the people around you is not helping you. At all. At all. And you know it. Not that you don't know, you know. So, let them go. I'm talking about friends, just friends. Let them go and give yourself to God. God will give you new friends, godly friends. Hallelujah. Friends that when you are with, when you go home, you don't have to ask for forgiveness. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. There are friends that you hang around when you get home because you know that whatever you are doing is not correct. You know, some of us, our prayer lives are, Lord, forgive me. Every time we pray, that is our prayer topic. Lord, please forgive me. Do you know that there's more to praying than forgive me? One day God said to Jeremiah, ask of me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you have not yet known. Ish. And we are still on the level of forgive me, Lord. Ish. Yesterday, I tried to say no, Mudimuaga, but I couldn't say no. Please have mercy on me. Have you noticed that sometimes prayer is like that? From the beginning to the end, you are just asking for forgiveness. Hey, you can go over that level where you can start asking God for heavy things. Hallelujah. Some years ago, I used to, you know, every time when I sleep, I see myself fighting demons, casting out demons, and so on and so forth. So one day I said to the Lord, I'm tired of seeing demons and casting out demons. When am I going to see an angel? I want to start seeing angels. Hallelujah. Instead of praying for forgiveness all the time, you can also start asking God, I want to see in the realm of the spirit. Open my eyes to see. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, for the first time in my life, I saw an angel. Eesh. And when I asked, what is this angel? The Lord gave me a response to say, this is the angel that is protecting you. I've got my own bodyguard who is ever with me. Hallelujah. Do you have your own one with you here today? Put your hands together for Jesus. If you are a member of this church, you cannot die before your time. It is impossible in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. And also, as we announced last week, on December the 24th, we will be going to celebrate and to witness the union of Sandile Witness. Is it Mboweni or Mbowane? Mbowane. Hallelujah. And Sandile, is it Mili? Mili Mashaba. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for them. Hallelujah. So we want to encourage everyone in the church to join us to go and be with them. Unfortunately, the wedding is not here in Pretoria, so we have to travel. Hallelujah. But they've given us 6 months to prepare. I think 6 months is more than enough, isn't it? So we will be traveling on the 24th in the morning, early hours of the morning, all the way to Bushbuck Ridge. Amen. And the wedding will start at 10 o'clock on the 24th of December. Amen. Celebrate them one more time. It's very powerful. Where were you born again? Where did you get born again? Come, they didn't hear you. They must hear you nicely. Where did you get born again?
Healing Fire Ministries.
Eesh. Where are you going? This is real salvation. He gets born again here. Now he's a brother here. A proper brother, do you see? And now he's getting married. The one who's not celebrating is an agent of darkness. We are watching for you carefully. Hallelujah. So we want more of such things. Hallelujah. You get saved in this church. You wake up in this church. Do you understand? Wake up. You wake up in this church. And we see your life blossoming while being in the Lord. Hallelujah. May God give us more of such stories in Jesus' name. Where did she get born again? Here. This church is dangerous. I didn't know. When did you get born again? Yeah. 2018. And her? 2019. Also, You say, let's go to church. Put your hands together for them. You are better than those who don't bring them to church. Okay, pastor, don't go there. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Which one is the echo? Reduce the echo. The mic doesn't want me to talk. Hallelujah. Is this witchcraft or what? Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Amen. All right, last week we started talking on a subject that I have entitled, If I Be a Father. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Malachi, reading from chapter 1. And we'll take it from verse 1. I'll do my best to keep it as short as I can today. It's a cold morning, isn't it? So I will try to not keep you here too long. This song, There Is a Race That I Must Run, is strong in my heart this morning. May God empower us to keep running this race. Hallelujah. May He empower us to finish it. Hallelujah. We will not die before our time. And we will not live to an old age only to be useless. Do you understand? There are some people who live to be very old but are very useless. That will not be our story. Before you go to Malachi, I want to show you a scripture. Go to Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. And I'm speaking this scripture prophetically into your life. I speak it prophetically into your future. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. When you are there, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, the path of the just is as a shining light, and it shines more and more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Are you there? Is it in your Bible?
Amen.
The path of the just is as a shining light, and it shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible is talking about you.
Amen.
Your path, which is your life, which is your future, is a shining light. It's glorious.
Amen.
I don't feel like I'm in church today.
Amen.
I'm saying your life is a shining light.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It is wrong for your life not to shine. And I prophesy into your life that it will shine more and more. Every day, every week, every month, every year, your life will shine brighter and brighter. From today, your life will never grow dim again. Your light will never grow dim again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear a mighty amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's take it from verse 10. Amen. Are you there?
Amen.
The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Verse 12 is what I'm looking for. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. It's so much better with the mic than without the mic. Amen. Now it says we wrestle against principalities. What are principalities? That word principalities means those who were there in the beginning. Hallelujah. There are some angels that were there in the very beginning. Before God created the heaven and before God created the earth, He had already created some angels. Do you understand? And some of those angels fell with Satan. Satan managed to convince them to turn against God. And some of these angels that are called, that we now call principalities, are very powerful beings. Now, when you read the book of Revelations, we see that the Bible calls Satan a dragon. And the Bible talks about, you know, a prophet. And the Bible talks about the Antichrist. And the Bible says that the Antichrist will be empowered by Satan. In other words, Satan will give this human being that will be called the Antichrist, he will give him power. So what I'm trying to say that from the kingdom of darkness, these principalities have the ability to give power as well. That's why sometimes someone goes to a sangoma and they have a problem, they are sick or whatever it is. Why do people go to sangomas? Sick, what else? To pass at school, what else? To get a job, what else? To kill people, hey! To what? To know about their future. And some of these people, when they go there, all right? Some of them get healed. I remember my uncle, my late uncle, he became very sick. And he had a blood disease, I think, if I'm not... Oh, sorry, his kidneys, I think, failed. Right? It's the kidneys that clean the system, right? So his kidneys failed to the point that every week he had to go do dialysis. Dialysis is where they clean your blood through a machine. So my uncle used to go for dialysis every single week or every couple of days because his kidneys had failed. And then sometime later, I heard that he went to a place, I think it's called Umhlabuya Lingana. Have you heard of such a place? Hey! What is it in English? How do I translate it? The earth is equal. All right. So apparently he went there. When he went there, he came back healed. He no longer went for dialysis. And he was just moving around like normal. So some of these places, there's power. I heard a man of God preaching. He said, back in the day, pastors used to pray and cast out sangomas and pray against sangomas. He said, in today's time, pastors are going to sangomas to get power. Hey. The reason why there is power in some of these places is because the enemy has the ability to give power. Are you listening to me, somebody? But that power is not from God. And that power can never be placed in the same class as God. Amen. God is all powerful. Amen. Omnipotent. All powerful. Amen. He's the greatest being in the whole universe. Amen. He can't be compared to anything. He's the ultimate being. Amen. If you understand what I'm saying. Amen. So we must not be confused. So that is number one. Number two, I explained to you that, you see, some people can be very, very fantastic in the anointings they have, but we mustn't be tempted to put them in the same class as God. And the third one, why Jesus was saying, call no man father, is you have to follow the context of the scriptures. In verse 1 of Matthew chapter 23, he says, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples. Verse 2 says, saying, the scribes and Pharisees. So Jesus was speaking concerning a particular people. He was speaking specifically about the scribes and about the Pharisees. And you see, he begins to explain that these people, it says, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. So he's already talking about these guys, that they say very good things, but their behavior is not correct. He said, listen to what they say, but don't do what they do. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one finger. So you can see, as he's building up to call no man father, you can see who he is talking about specifically. Hallelujah. So you have to follow the context of scriptures. And so don't be now clinging yourself to a man of God that you can see that this is not a man of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. I mean, someone is feeding you something you should not be eating, and you can see that he's not, you should not. And you are also calling that this is my father in the Lord. You're a fool. It's my papa. That time there's no man of God, woman of God in that person. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. There is a court case in the Eastern Cape where a certain man of God, you know, has been in jail now, I think, for the past 3 years, and the case is still going on. Now, what happened is that this man of God, you know, he said he loves worship. So he picked some people in the church who he will train, do you understand, to be worshippers, so that when they are worshipping, he can flow in the anointing and the power of God. So there's a house there, I think there's a number of houses. One is in the Eastern Cape, I think one is in Durban, and so on and so forth. And the funny thing is that all the people that he selects are all young girls. Do you understand? And then he brings them to the house. They live there with him. And so the story is that this man of God was having his way with these young girls. Do you understand what I'm saying? But even though it is known, and they also know, and that this man is doing very bad things to them, they still call him Papa. Our Papa. Our Father. Isn't that foolish? So that's what Jesus is trying to say here. So some of them, you can see that this is not a man of God. Men and women of God don't do things like this. I also heard of a man of God that he specializes on praying for women. He holds their breasts when he prays for them. And you are also receiving. Yes, I receive. And you are calling that person a spiritual father to you. So there are some things that is clear as daylight, that this is not a man of God, this is not a woman of God. So stay away from such people. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Imagine someone like that, you are putting them in the same class as God. Hey. My God. You know, some of the things that the men of God do, I can't even say it through this mic. And then you call them your father. And you call them your mother. You are deceiving yourself. You should ask for forgiveness for allowing yourself to be deceived. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, I said for Jesus. Amen. So we are all striving to be like God. We learn from Him every day. We want to be like Him. Hallelujah. But no matter how much we, you know, get close to Him, you should never be tempted to call any man or woman of God a father that is in the class of the father. All right? But in all honesty, it is not wrong to call somebody your spiritual father. Hallelujah. Just like your own child calls you a father. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you have a problem with your child calling you a father or their father, then I will understand when you have a problem with spiritual father. But if your child can call you father, then why are you against the other one? Okay? So just understand so that you not get deceived. Run away from bad people who call themselves pastors, prophets, and whatever it is that they call themselves. And then also don't be mistaken when you see the anointing of God working in their lives, that you are tempted to put them in a certain class. That anointing has been given them. It's not theirs. It is God that has empowered them. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let's all rise to our feet. Play it, brother. I just want you to lift up your hands and begin to worship your true Father. Bless His name. Begin to wave your hands towards Him and love Him. Makaparaba shandaraba koryanda baryanda. Rebaraba sandiriba koryanda bakaryanda baryanda baryanda. Mokoryanda baryanda bokoryanda baryanda bakaryanda baryanda baryanda. Miryanda bokoryanda bakaryanda baryanda baryanda baryanda. Rebakaraba sandere bokorya parabasya. Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you, Lord. We will never compare any man to you. You are the only Father who made all of us. Everything seen and unseen was made by you. Malko Bozia Poza Parabasha Kabaya. You are the only true Father. You are the everlasting Father. You are the righteous Father. You are the loving Father. You are the caring Father. Everything we know, everything we have, everything we do, it comes from you. We love you, Lord. 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 Oh God, we love you. Masi barabu shiapaya. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. And the church will shout aloud, amen. Hallelujah. With every eye closed, maybe you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to give you the opportunity to become born again. The opportunity for you to receive Jesus into your heart, that He will be your Lord and that He will be your Savior. If you are here, you are saying, Pastor, I heard the word of God and I want to receive Jesus into my heart today. I want to be born again. I want you to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You are here, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Le paraba shandaraba koraba sandereba koryanda. Pera kabarabosia parabara. I pray thy will continually be done in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.